live and local, here for you. Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Just a handful of scores to report from last night as far as South Dakota high schools. Still not quite there in getting the winter season underway, but we will be full gear by this time next week. A handful of girls basketball teams were able to get their season underway last night. One score from AA Yankton, who comes to Huron on Tuesday for girls basketball. Yankton opened their season with a low-scoring 33-20 win over Sioux Falls Lincoln. Lincoln scored just 4 points in the second half. Boys hockey last night, first win of the season for Huron, as the Stars defeated Brandon Valley 4-3 in overtime. Ethan Bush had the game winner in overtime on a power play goal from Jack Peterson, Jonas Buckland. Bush ended up with 2 goals. Jack Peterson, 1 goal, 2 assists. Brecken Glanzer, 1 goal, 2 assists for the Stars. College basketball from last night, women's scores. Minnesota State Mankato rolled over Sioux Falls 90-48, and Dakota State women defeated College of the Ozarks, Missouri 99-85. Men's scores, South Dakota State picked up a win at the Pentagon, defeating Townsend State of Maryland 61-48, and in the Northern Sun, Minnesota State Mankato defeated Sioux Falls 87-76. A look at the schedule for today here on Boys Hockey is at home tonight as they're hosting Pierre. Here on Tiger Gymnastics is on the road. They're at the Pierre Invitational today. Been a busy first week for them. And here on Tiger Wrestlers will open their season today at the Watertown Invitational. Here on Boys will be in the annual dual tournament. They'll get 4 duels in today. Opponents, at least for the first 3 rounds of a pool wrestling, will be the host team Watertown plus Canby, Minnesota, and also a Mitchell. Then they'll get a fourth match in as well. Here on girls, I believe we'll be wrestling in a tournament format today in Watertown. A couple other notes to pass along coming up later today here on Tiger Boys Basketball, hosting their annual open practice and alumni game. We'll start at 1 o'clock, open practice at the middle school gym. From 3 till 4, the different Huron Tiger teams will have a scrimmage. And then beginning at 4 o'clock will be the annual alumni games. As of the beginning of this week, 20 guys have signed up to play. The whole thing will be at the middle school gym. Everyone is welcome. Here on Youth Wrestling, we'll have pre-registration for the upcoming season Monday night, 6 till 7 at Tiger Activity Center. Cost is $40 plus deposit for the singlet. A flyer will be sent home with the kids next week. The top senior volleyball players in the state will compete in the annual South Dakota Volleyball Coaches Association All-Star Match. That will be 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Harrisburg High School. One local player will be on the floor playing for the North team, Laney Utek of Woolsey Wessington. The complete team's North team includes Ryan Nielsen, Kimball White Lake, Ellie Johnson of Burke, Miranda Falconer of Watertown, Spearfishes, Maria Bauman, Tevin Erickson, Elkton Lake Benton, Audrey Nelson, Madison, Dakota Valley, Sophie Tuttle, Anna Agee from Rapid City Christian, Presley Connect of Castlewood, Danila Lee of Coleman Egan. Alternates are Kylie Fiddleke of Del Rapids, Reagan Weisbeck of Mobridge, and Lavin Maddox of Sioux Falls Christian. Playing on the South team, Macy Copel of Wagner, Maddie Knabel of Wagner, Carly Vanderwerf of Plant Geddes, Sydney Benson, Brandon Valley, Carly Beckstrand, Macy Melchow of Sioux Falls, Washington, Grace Cook, Aberdeen, Reese Terwilliger of Pierre, Sydney Ustra of Sioux Falls Christian, Matea Ward of Belfouche, Ava Nielsen of Warner, Addison Milius of Falkton, Addison Bates of Chester. Alternates are Kaylin Cook of Garrettson, Kyla Gelgard of Parkston, and Maya Newbel also of Parkston. Coaches, the South team, Wagner's Stacy Knebel with Renette Costine of Harrisburg, assistant coach, head coach in the North team, Melissa Erickson, Elkton Lake Benton, Abigail Doctor, Coleman Egan will be the assistant coach. And again, those games are tomorrow in Harrisburg. Coming up today on Dakota Sports Saturday, a full show today. We'll get our monthly update from the Nordby Center for Recreation with Executive Director Joey Mitchell. We'll preview Huron Tiger Wrestling with girls coach Drew Strand and boys coach Matt Goth. And finally, highlight players, volleyball and football for the Huron Tigers this past fall that earned All-ESD and All-State selections. That'll be our Dakota Sports Saturday show, and that will be coming up here at about 7 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Kicking off Dakota Sports Saturday, talking with Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron. Each month, beginning of the month, we visit about some of the activities going on at the Nordby here, and of course, getting into the holiday season as well. And Joey, just a lot of different things going on right now, but I'm sure you're focused mainly on the holidays.
Jeff, you're exactly right. We have tons of activities kind of just finishing up or wrapping up right now, right before the holidays. But as you mentioned, we're focusing on the holidays, and this year we're excited to kind of announce that we're going to offer 15% off all month and year memberships. You got to come here to the Nordby Center, but on site here for the month of December, it will be 15% off all month and year memberships.
You know, and like the saying goes, giving the gift of good health, you know, something good to put under somebody's tree.
Oh, you're absolutely right, and that gift is, you know, never ending. It's going to help you, as you mentioned, just the health and extend life, you know, so it's kind of a never ending deal, and for me, again, it would be no question.
You know, and the fun part about that is, too, with the membership, you know, you have access to the all the programs. There are so many programs you offer. You find the things you like, and that's what you can do.
Oh, you're exactly right. We've had members just recently that have joined, and, you know, they were scared to come in here. And they get in here, and now they're involved in water classes. They're involved in land classes. You know, some don't enjoy some of those things. So, as you mentioned, there's options. So you find what you do like or what you don't like, and you do what you do and do what or don't do what you don't. So,
and that pickleball boon probably comes into play there as well.
Oh, you're exactly right, especially because we've seen the weather kind of change here in the last couple of weeks. Sadly enough, it's gotten a little colder outside. We've been slammed on the weekends and the evenings after 6. You know, there's players here in the afternoons over lunch break. There's even players coming at 10 a.m. that play till noon now. And any time there's, you know, 8 to 16, 20 players, so it's exploding, as you mentioned.
And a few other things we want to touch on, too, kind of a unique situation this year. I think this is kind of a one-year experiment, but at least the ESD schools, the bigger schools, they decided to change their middle school basketball seasons, where the girls are in their season right now, started in early November. They'll be done at Christmas. Then the boys' school ball will begin after the holidays. So that means right now, 7th and 8th grade boys' basketball can do the club thing. And, you know, you kind of set up a program
program for them, then you're going to do the same thing once the girls' season ends for January, February.
Oh, you're exactly right, Jeff. And as you know, I'm a basketball guy, so I took advantage of that and just tried out. We had a little boys' basketball league that just finished up here for 6 weeks, and we'll be doing the same for the girls coming in January. It'll actually start the 16th. Registrations are open now. It'd be for all 5th through 8th grade girls, and there's a show up here. We'll split you up, and we'll get some more playing in.
You know, basically the youth activities, you know, we talk about basketball. They got, you know, volleyball. I know they had their JO tryouts last month. And, you know, there's just different activities going here. Obviously, you work around school hours, but still, there's a lot of things the kids can take in.
Yep, you're exactly right. And for younger ages, we're going to have a youth basketball camp similar to our first one, but it's going to involve some more playing scenarios. The kids enjoy getting up and down, you know, the live action. So we're going to involve some more of that. And then on Sundays, we're going to have a 3rd through 6th grade basketball league. We did this last year also, where the kids show up and we put them on kind of assigned teams, and then we have a little tournament at the end. That's a 4-week deal, and registrations are open for that also, and that starts in January too.
You know, talking with Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Norby Center for Recreation. I know you mentioned, too, and I can't remember if you said now it's coming up or you're getting ready to go, but karate is coming up, swim lessons as well.
You're exactly right. Karate starts January 8th. Registrations, again, are open for that right now. So if you're interested, give us a call at the desk. Karate is a 12-week session, and it goes anywhere from ages 6 to adult. There's different levels, beginner, advanced, like I mentioned, youth and adult. And then swimming lessons. We haven't set the date for sure, but there will be swimming lessons offered in January into February. It'll probably be around the 3rd or 4th week of January. Just stay tuned to our Facebook for that one.
And, of course, for the adults, I mentioned a pickleball. That just seems to be the main thing, but so many other things adults can get in on as well.
Oh, you're exactly right. There's different activities. We've had groups showing up lately of, you know, 10 to 20 adults playing some volleyball. There's pickleball. We have noon balls picking back up. So there's different activities for that. There's different fitness classes. Like I've mentioned before, there's 29 different classes we offer, whether on land or in the water, so there's different options there. Sarah Carr, her minor now, you know, that's a familiar name people might recognize. She teaches some classes for us, so there's a high-intensity workout.
Yeah, you mentioned high-intensity, that's thing, high-intensity, low-intensity. A person can find something that fits their ability and what they want to do.
You're exactly right. All ages, all abilities, and even with those, you know, workouts, our instructors, we have modifications we can work through people with. So very adaptable, and, yeah, just come give it a shot.
I think we'll wrap it up here, but, again, just give the – you mentioned you have the sale going here in the month of December, those gift certificates, anything like that, great stocking stuffers are just a good thing to give the gift of health under the tree, and, you know, that's one of the major focuses, obviously.
You're exactly right, Jeff, and like I kind of just mentioned, that gift is never-ending. So it's ultimately a gift of a lifetime, and it's 15% off all month in year memberships.
Joey Mitchell, Executive Director, Norby Center for Recreation, some of the things they got coming up here now for the month of December. We're going to talk wrestling coming up next on Dakota Sports, KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Norby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Norby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Norby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We're back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we preview Huron Tiger Boys Wrestling today. The Tigers at Watertown opening the season, that dual tournament that they always do here on this opening weekend. Matt Goth joins us here, head coach for the Tigers, I believe fifth year now, if I remember right. And Matt, before we get anything else, just some of the particulars. You got a pretty good wrestling room, a lot of kids out this year.
Yeah, we have about 30 kids out right now on our roster, so a lot of kids. We have some 8th graders in the room this year, and there's about 20 middle schoolers that started this week as well. So we have pretty good numbers, and hopefully we continue keeping these kids out so they can grow within the sport of wrestling.
And, you know, that's a good number, like I said, but he also said, you know, we got a lot of kids at a very close in weight, but it's hard to really get that separated. There's going to be a, you know, but it also makes for good competition.
Yep, so in the middle weights, we have quite a few kids that are weighing the same, so it just leaves a lot of competition in the room for those varsity spots. And then with the descent plan, which was new last year, it takes a couple extra weeks for some of those kids to get down to the weight classes they can, because you only can lose 1.5% of your body weight a week, which is roughly 2 pounds for most weight classes. So it'll take a couple weeks for our guys to get down to the weight classes they'll be wrestling throughout the season, and hopefully our lineup shakes out after Christmas and we're ready to roll.
And in a way, you do have some experience back, but in another way, you don't. Three guys back that were at the state tournament last year, two place winners. So you do have some hungry kids coming up.
Yeah, we have quite a few kids that have varsity experience. And like you said, we have three kids that were at the state tournament last year, and two of them were medal earners. So hopefully we can get those guys to continue growing, and we get more place winners this year. And we have a good group of senior leadership, so hopefully we can lean on those guys and have a successful season.
You know, I was just going to bring that up. I think I counted six seniors on the roster. Then Moses Gross, a junior, you can almost count him as a senior with as much wrestling as he has done. So you would presume leadership not an issue with this bunch.
Yeah, we have a good group of guys this year. We're pretty excited with what we're seeing so far in the room. We also have a good group of younger kids that have wrestled throughout the AU program, and now are going to step up into the varsity room, and we'll see some of those guys in the lineup probably this first week in Watertown.
Well, a few things before we talk specifics here, and we've just talked weight classes in general terms this year, just because for the first time, I believe you said, in 15 years, the weight classes have changed. I won't expect you to go down the complete list what it looks like, but basically they gave you a little more wiggle room in the middle weights and maybe a little less wiggle room in the upper weights.
Yeah, they kind of push one of the upper weights down, so there's bigger gaps in the weight classes at the top of the lineup. So it's nice for us because we have a lot of guys in the middle, but we also have quite a few upperclassmen up at the upper weight. So they'll be battling for the spot, which will be good for everybody. They'll get more experience and they'll be pushed in the room all year.
And just your thoughts on that, you kind of touched on it, at least for this year. It's not too bad for us, but it does kind of go both ways. But what's your general view on that? As I said, I think it's been 15 years since the last time they shuffled on the weights.
Overall, I think it's a good thing because, like I said, there's always a lot of kids in those middle weight classes, and sometimes there's not as many upper weight classes, so it's nice to see the push, and we'll see how it shakes out in the next couple of years. Like next year, we're going to graduate a lot of heavier guys, and we won't have a lot of younger kids filling in, so it'll be might help us out in the long run.
Then another change, too, is we have separate now coaches for girls wrestling and boys wrestling. I remember you said when girls wrestling got sanctioned, you'll be the head coach. Do we feel it's time where we have enough girls and just have the program established to bring in a coach? Drew Strand agreed to take that over last year. And I suppose much of anything, it's just going to be a little less time for you. Drew was kind of describing to me just what your practice nights were between the two of you last year when you're kind of combined together.
Yeah, last year we had a split up practice, and we basically practiced from 3:45 till about 7:30, so it came along nice and the season really drug on. So hopefully it helps just keep the energy up throughout the season. I can really concentrate on helping the boys become better wrestlers, and hopefully it helps us both programs grow and continue being successful.
And I remember you just said that both programs grow, and I remember that's what you said right when the sanction began, and you said, I'm going to be the head coach, and we want this to grow. It's maybe the fastest-growing sport of anything in the country right now, and obviously the girls' side of it has taken off.
Yeah, if you look up the numbers, it's almost unbelievable how fast the sport of girls' wrestling grows throughout. And I think it's also helping the boys grow because you get a brother and a sister that are wrestling, and now the whole family starts wrestling. So it's good for the sport, just like when you have boys and girls basketball. If you can have both genders doing the sport, it helps the family out a lot.
In talking with Matt Goth, head wrestling coach for the Huron Tigers. Tigers are getting set to open their season at Watertown for a dual tournament. We'll get four duels in and then right out to the Rapid City part of the schedule next week. So we always say you jump into the season feet first. Today in Watertown, you'll get four duels, as I said. Watertown, Canby, Minnesota, and also Mitchell, I believe you said. And right away, you're going to see very good competition there.
Yep, we'll start off the year with Watertown this year, so we'll be put to the test right away to see where we're at. They're always a good team. Hopefully we can come out there ready to wrestle and put some points on the board for the Tigers and maybe get a couple upsets where we're not expected to win. Throughout Mitchell and Canby, those are winnable duels if we wrestle to our potential, and we wrestle hard and we look for points. Even if we get scored on, we're always looking for points. That way we can keep ourselves in the match, and hopefully we just have a good day here in Watertown.
And, of course, just look ahead a little to next week, that trip out to Rapid City, the Rapid City invite. You always look at it. That's going to be tougher than any other tournament you're in just because there's going to be state champions from 3, 4, maybe even 5 states there.
Yep, lots of different competition out in the Rapid invite, Colorado. I think there's a Washington team expected to be there this year. Then you get Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, so North Dakota. Lots of good teams, and hopefully we're put to the test, see where we're at. We get two duels out there as well. We get to wrestle Sioux Falls Jefferson in a duel and Sioux Falls Roosevelt. So two teams that we don't normally duel this year, we have put on our schedule. Usually we do Central and Sturgis, but with Sturgis backing out of the duels, we picked up two Sioux Falls schools instead.
Well, let's talk about today, and I guess first off, you know, you're going to – the lineup, what we see today is not what we're going to see in February, but you're still tweaking, kids still getting to weights, and for the most part, I think you just want to see where you're at today. See, you know, there's always going to be a kid that may be coming under the radar that opens a few eyes, and you're looking at maybe one, possibly two open weights. You're feeling good about the lineup.
Yeah, we have a lot of young kids with lots of experience of wrestling through the youth program. And then, like I said, we have those seniors and upperclassmen that are ready to step up and hopefully make some noise this year. A couple kids that are going to be new to the lineup this year. We got Carter Nelson at 106. He's been wrestling through the youth program as long as I can remember, and hopefully he steps up. He wrestled well at the middle school level last year, taking second at middle school state. Then moving up the lineup at 113, we'll probably see some riders today because Alex out. He's another kid that wrestled throughout the youth program. And we have his brother Creighton at 120. At 126, we have a returning state qualifier, Brady Meyer. At 132, we'll probably be open today. We have a couple of JV kids that are going to be on the JV side getting some matches. At 138, we have probably split some time between Aiden Savitsky and Tegan Lean. And those two will be bouncing back and forth between 138 and 144 today. At 150, we have Moses Gross and Lado. So those two will be splitting some time at 150. Both of them varsity wrestlers from last year. Moses, the placer, he might wrestle up at 157 a couple times today just to put us in duels. At 157, we got Griffin Storm, Zane Winston. They'll be wrestling when they can. Might be getting some JV matches as well. 165, Ryan Flory will be wrestling most of our matches there today. At 175, Lucas Shaparo will be wrestling for us. 190, Char Sir. He had a good offseason. He was looking pretty good down at the Nebraska camp, so we're excited to see what he has. And then 215, we'll be splitting time between Damo and Jackson Reno. And heavyweight, we have Brian Ramirez back returning state placement.
And just overall, like I said, you just want to see the kids against another squad. Everybody will get the four matches in, and then just kind of the springboard, because like I said, we always start our wrestling season feet first. That Watertown Dual Tournament always tough, and maybe the toughest tournament of the weekend, of the season, the second weekend of the year. So I get a lot of wrestling here in the next week, and really have a pretty good idea where you're at by then.
Yep, this month of December is a good way to kick it off for us. We like to see where we're at, wrestle some tough matches, make adjustments if we need to. We don't want to ease our way in. We like these hard matches right away. That way our guys know where they're at. They know what they have to fix. We're not in the middle of February trying to figure out things. We figure it out early in the season.
Matt Goth, head coach of Huron Tiger Boys Wrestling. Tigers three duels today to open their season in Watertown. More coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Good morning, back on Dakota Sports Saturday, and we're talking with Drew Strand, the girls' wrestling coach for the Huron Tigers. First year that we've had separate coaches for our wrestling squads, with Coach Goth staying with the boys, and Drew, who's been on the staff since he came to Huron, and taking over the girls. And Drew, before we talk numbers and girls and everything, we've talked about this a couple of times, taking over the girls' program. You kind of been running it in a way anyway, especially if the girls went a different direction than the boys the last couple of years, you went with the girls.
Yep, you know, so I've been doing it for a couple of years now, ever since we had it. You know, it started off with me and Jake Thielbar. We kind of just kind of rotated in, and then once Thielbar got out, then I kind of just took over that role. And, you know, it's just nice for the girls to have somebody to feel like they can go to and somebody that they can build connections with. So I just didn't want them to ever feel like they were left out, and so now we finally have that opportunity here where we're kind of split off and we can kind of go at our own pace at our own things with how the girls program has just taken off throughout all South Dakota.
You know, and that is the biggest difference, is the time where I know you and Coach Goth in particular, you were basically spending about 4 hours in the wrestling room a night when it was just a practice without any matches. And basically now you're in your separate spot. You're practicing is the same time at the boys and get done by 5:30 or 6.
Yep, I mean, that's the huge beneficial thing that we're both talking about, especially, you know, Coach Goth and I, we both have young families and we're still young ourselves, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, our family lives and trying to balance coaching and lives and work. And so, you know, it's nice to be able to split off now, and I know Coach Goth definitely put in a lot more hours than I did, just because I was kind of there to help coach and he was still doing all the paperwork and everything like that last year. So for me to kind of be able just to kind of jump off on our own and you know, just kind of split that load half and half so he can just worry about the boys. And, you know, it's been good for us. You know, right away we were able to start and go together just because we didn't have as many, you know, even the boys' numbers was a little lower and then the girls. And now that we're starting to, you know, that boys' program, that room is full just all the boys. So good for them. And, you know, it kind of forced us to kind of find our own spot so we weren't going early and late practices and spending the same guys in there for 4 hours coaching. So it's nice just to be able to split off here and just kind of let the girls stay at their own pace and be more comfortable and not feel like, you know, there's 50 boys in there kind of watching them and making fun of them for not knowing a move yet because it's their first time wrestling. So, you know, I think the girls have shown a lot more excitement this year coming into it.
And when I think this is what year four for Sanction, if I remember right, year four, year five, I think is year four, but you know, for the first time, you're facing losses. You had a very solid, very good group of senior girls. I think there's just three or four, but they had a lot of success. And there's the girls who have experience, they're back, but they are outnumbered by a lot of beginners. But hey, you know, you got to start. You got to learn somewhere.
Yep. I mean, you got to start somewhere. And, you know, like Coach Goth and I talked about it, you know, we really never pushed this. It was kind of one girl that came in from Texas named Eller, and she came in and she kind of started the whole program for us. And we just kind of piggybacked off of her. So, you know, she's one girl that just kind of.
She recruited for
Yep. You. I mean, she was in the hallway. She was recruiting and she just got it all going. And she was the one that started it. And she was one of those girls last year, you know, that. Ended up placing at state and just doing a phenomenal job and understood wrestling, you know, more than a lot of the girls coming in. So I think it's good, you know, a lot of these girls that are even are returning girls, you know, I know we're outnumbered by new girls, which is awesome because you got to get more numbers to be able to compete in wrestling, and you got to start somewhere, whether, you know, it doesn't really matter what grade. And, you know, good for us this year, a lot of our new girls coming in are a lot of freshmen, lower levels, so we'll have at least 4 years if they can stick it out and find enjoyment in the sport. And a lot of them that are coming out, so far they've enjoyed it, but they haven't, you know, wrestled a live match yet out in front of people. So we'll see how that goes and that rolls around. But a lot of them are gaining interest in the sport, and it's nice to see them, you know. And when they do things totally different than the boys. So it's just totally different watching and how you coach them and just how they think things through. So definitely a little different standpoint from coaching the boys. But it's just been great for us to kind of continue to grow these numbers and figure out ways to continue to do that.
Now, I think it's three or four girls you do have back with experience, and you know, I think these, for the most part, these girls have been there since sanctioning started.
Yep, a lot of the girls that are coming back have been there 3 years that we've done it. So, you know, we started with, we started with maybe three girls the first year, so those girls are all gone now, and then we got, you know, these left that are still here, which is maybe six of them, maybe five or six of them, which have been wrestling. And those girls do a fantastic job of helping out the new girls because they can still remember when they came in and didn't know anything and how they looked and felt uncomfortable doing it. So it's been a huge beneficial these first practices, just understanding what they were like when they came in and just relating to these new girls that are coming in and being able to help them, being, you know, just kind of myself running around and helping them out. So they've been great just being assistant coaches and helping us and moving us along the way here as we get ready to roll into wrestling.
Now, start in Watertown. You guys are wrestling in the dual tournament there, right?
Yep. I think we're going. Not sure the format yet. I know the boys have a dual, but last year where they wrestled, where boys would wrestle and then the girls would kind of jump in between and do matches between. So we'll see how it goes. I think a lot of our girls are excited. They're more nervous than anything, you know, to go to this first meet. But we'll get out there, and then we turn around and go right out to Rapid, so that'll be a fun event for them.
You know, and that's the thing we always say that about here on Tiger Wrestling. You jump in feet first. There's no easing into this season because that Watertown Dual Tournament is always a lot of wrestling. You, for the most part, you should get four matches. At least I know the boys do. The girls will be right around there, too. And then and in most cases, you go out to Rapid City next week, and then it'll be tougher competition than what state will be at the end of February.
Yeah, I believe there's 32 teams going out to Rapid. So, I mean, it's a good tournament, you know, for especially for these girls, and just a lot of wrestling to go watch and see. You know, we took the girls up into the boys' room when they did wrestle-offs the other day just to watch and experience it. And, you know, it's awesome because I'm sitting there and they're asking all these questions and they're picking up on names and moves and just to see how kind of a match flows. And, you know, Rapid is one of those places where you try to take as many as kids as you can take because they're going to get a lot of matches and it's 3 full days of wrestling, you know, that they're going to sit there and they're going to watch. And, you know, it's just gaining so much experience right off the bat rather than kind of just doing one and waiting and one and waiting. So it'll be a good experience for these girls to go out there and kind of just see what wrestling's like for them.
Can talk with Drew Strand, head girls wrestling coach for the Huron Tigers. Again, first time we've had the wrestling program split with a separate head coach. And what are the goals here early on? You know, there's, you know, as we said, you got a handful of girls with experience. Some girls are going to be out there for the first time, and really just get out and wrestle is probably the main goal right now.
Yep. I mean, just get out and wrestle, get a feel for it, understand, you know, a lot of the stuff with wrestling is just kind of about controlling your own body. You know, so this first year is just learning about our bodies as a girl wrestler, because, you know, there's even girls that said it. We were doing one of the pinning combinations, and one of the girls were like, what happens if they twist or spin, you know, because girls are super flexible. And I was like, yep, that'll happen. I've seen it, you know, and girls wrestle a little bit different. There's definitely a lot of tougher, weirder positions that you get into just because girls don't just flop, you know, or not flop, but, you know, just kind of go over when they're going to their back like boys do, because they're not as quite as flexible, you know, so things like that. And just learning the sport, gaining an interest in it is, you know, kind of my goal, and just kind of getting as many kids as we can out this year and hopefully retaining those kids. You know, we have that problem with a lot of them, and hopefully, you know, all these girls that started day one can continue all year and just kind of see their growth and their excitement for the sport grow as well.
You know, and it is steps, you know, where we want to be. I think Pier and Canton are probably the two girls programs that are full, where, you know, they can put out a full varsity lineup. They can duel. I know they've dueled each other. Imagine there's a few other programs getting there as well. And that's where we want to be. And, well, there is youth wrestling registration coming up on Monday. And I know you're just, you know, obviously that's not going to help this year, but down the road, get girls interested. If a girl, maybe third, fourth grade, you know, younger kids, this is where they can find interest and grow to love the sport.
Yep, and I think now that we've kind of figured this stuff out at the high school level, it'll help these younger girls see that, you know, it's no longer girls and boys. It's girls on their own and boys on their own, you know, which kind of gives them more confidence and things like that to go through. And, you know, just hopefully we get a lot more girls out for that youth program, and they see a lot of excitement at it at a young age, and you can continue to see these girls come up and grow. Because, you know, there was a couple girls last year, one girl wrestled from Harrisburg, and another one from an out west school. I can't remember exactly which school, but they wrestled kind of all the way up, and, you know, they were ranked nationally as girls, and they did a fantastic job. And just watching them wrestle was just an amazing event for the girls' sport itself, just to see two girls and compete like that. You know, a lot of the people kind of put girls wrestling kind of on the back burner right now just because it's so such new to everybody, but there's a lot of girls that are making progress, and hopefully we can continue to do that same thing here. I know the middle school room has quite a bit of numbers in there, and not sure exactly, but I want to say about 20 girls are in there through middle school. So, you know, as long as we can continue to grow those numbers and see it grow, and we'll see progress in the future, hopefully.
Drew Stan taking over as head girls wrestling coach of the Huron Tigers. First time since girls wrestling was sanctioned that Huron will have separate coaches for the boys and the girls. Both squads open their season today. The Watertown Dual Tournament starting a little later on this morning. We'll be back. We had several athletes from the Huron Tigers, volleyball and football, named All-Conference and All-State. We'll talk about that as we wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning. We wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday. Highlight Huron High School athletes that were named All-Conference and All-State Volleyball and Football. Hampton Hines, senior center for the Huron Tiger volleyball team, was first-team All-ESD and second-team All-State in AA. Tigers came into the season with Hampton being the only starter back from the previous year. Head coach Tyann Ulmer said that Hampton was put in charge of a lot of things on and off the floor.
Yeah, and I think with her, we asked her to do a lot. I think the main thing was, can you be the bigger leader? We need someone on that court that has the experience to be that leader, to get the team to be calm, not as tight, and I think she did that very well.
For Huron Tiger football, a total of five players received all-conference and or all-state honors. Cashin Caudill was the main running back, coming in at just under 1,000 yards rushing for the season for the Tigers, and also split time on defense between linebacker and defensive back. Head coach Drew Strand said that Cashin was asked to do a lot of things.
Defensively, definitely had to move around a lot between the safety and the linebacker spot, and there were times where he'd play safety and he still kind of thought he was a linebacker, so just kind of moved him up closer to the ball to get him involved and, you know, just kind of let him fly around. Offensively, definitely our work course, you know, he kind of took over that role that Quinston left from last year, being able to run the ball and then being a dual threat, being able to catch passes and run routes off the backfield, and did a phenomenal job for pass protection for us this year when we did keep him in the block. So, you know, it would have been nice to get him to 1,000 yards this year, but he got darn close, and, you know, hopefully we can just continue that, and he set a perfect example for the rest of the future for the running back coming up for us.
C.J. Gainey was named All-Conference and First-Team All-State at defensive back. Gainey was a three-year starter pretty much both ways, wide receiver and DB.
He's just starting to tap into, you know, his craft as a football player, especially on the defensive side of the ball. He did a fantastic job this season of sitting back there and just being able to read stuff, and by the end of the year, he was almost baiting quarterbacks into. So he kind of knew, if I play off a little bit, they'll throw it, then I can jump it and pick it off. And, you know, he started to do that, and it worked out really well for him. And, you know, he put himself in positions to make plays for our team and help us out. Offensively, definitely a deep threat for us, and him paired with Gavin, you know, they just do a fantastic job there of running routes and, you know, going up for the ball when we throw it to him, going deep. And, you know, we're really going to miss those guys and have big shoes to fill next year.
Gavin Moding was first-team All-State at wide receiver, and Coach Strand said that Moding was the big play guy for the Tigers.
Gavin did a great job of finding ways to get open. You know, he was kind of in our mix of our concept side, so he found ways to find open spots and does a fantastic job running down the field. I know in one game this year, I can't remember which one, you know, that one-handed catch he made down the sideline and just kept trucking, you know. So just having guys that can go up and do that and be those deep threat guys just help us out phenomenally on offense. And defensively, I thought he did a fantastic job playing corner. He was on the lone side at times on one-on-one, and they chose not to throw to him. So just played really lockdown defense for us and helped us on both sides of the ball again.
Finally, lineman Connor Johnson was named All-ESD on the offensive line, but defensively, he was a guy that really came on in the second half of the season.
He was probably one of the few players, you know, on our team that plays both ways and never takes a break. So he's got that true grit, like we like to always say, you know, of just competing every play no matter what, not taking any plays off. If he get bumps and bruises, he's still in, and, you know, he doesn't come out unless you take him out. So he just did. On defense, he did a fantastic job. And then on offense, as an offensive lineman and us and me changing stuff or adding stuff, he was one of those smart kids, you know, that I could say something to him and he could change on the fly and he'd be like, yep, got it, understand it. Or he would ask questions about it to help him understand it, you know. So just a fantastic kid to have and a fantastic player, because he's going to do it right. If he doesn't know how, he's going to ask the questions to make sure it's right.
Congratulations to all of the athletes, and all those athletes mentioned were seniors, so there'll be holes to fill for volleyball and football next year. That'll wrap up Dakota Sports Saturday today. Territorial Rodeo Update is up next, brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Hey there, I am producer Big D, Derek Beck, sitting in for Monty James, who is in radio timeout this week. For reals, not pulling your leg, and I'll say no more about it, except that if you're a family member, an ex-girlfriend, or a repossession agent in near Tijuana, Mexico, you're getting warm, very warm. Enough said. All right, the 2023 National Finals Rodeo invades Las Vegas next week, December 7th through the 16th, along with the top cowboys and cowgirls on the planet, some of the most legendary country performers and the next generation of country superstars going to converge on Sin City 2. I'm going to handpick the ear candy and must-see shows that you're going to want to see when you are in Vegas for the NFR next week. But first, let's get you outfitted at discountwesternwear.com.
Tip of the hat to all the new customers nationwide from DiscountWesternWear.com, a division of Young's Western Wear, Valentine, Nebraska. The Weber Ranch family, owners of Young's, appreciate your business and work hard to provide quality products at an affordable price. Don't let the name fool you. This is top-of-the-line products from Ariat, Justin, Carhartt, Tony Lama, Wrangler, Twisted X, Circle Wide, Cactus Saddlery, plus many, many more, all at super affordable pricing, hence the name.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at LegendaryDiscountWesternWear.com.
All right, the National Finals Rodeo kicks off this Thursday in Viva Las Vegas at the Thomas & Mack. And if you're going to Sin City, I beg you to fill your day and maybe your late nights with something other than the craps tables, which, take it from me, rarely pays, at least for me. Hey, if you're a true rodeo connoisseur, you should make sure to catch some of the Miss Rodeo America pageant this week. It runs Sunday, December 2nd through Sunday the 10th, when we'll find out who the 2024 Miss Rodeo America will be. Now, if concerts are your thing, it doesn't get any bigger than Garth Brooks, and he's going to be at the Caesars Palace Coliseum multiple nights throughout the NFR. And according to Garth, no two shows will ever be the same. By the way, Carrie Underwood going to be at Resorts World during Rodeo Week, and so will Miranda Lambert, who's bringing her Velvet Rodeo residency back to Planet Hollywood during the NFR. If Red Dirt Country's more your thing, no worries here. Just pick your night. Ned Ledoux is going to be at the Silverton Casino two nights. Aaron Watson, whom I've shared an elevator ride with on multiple occasions, is going to be at South Point on December 7th and 8th. And Ryan Bingham from Yellowstone fame is going to be performing his cowboy songs at the theater at Virgin Hotels also on Thursday night this week. Oh, and the reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year, Lainey Wilson, is going to be in Vegas next week too. If you're up for laughs, comedian Jim Gaffigan, who is one of my favorites, is going to be at the Encore Theater at the Wynn on Friday and Saturday, December 8th and 9th. All right, just to be clear, if you're in Sin City for any of the NFR, it's bound to be elbows. Pardon my French, guys. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of people in town, is what I'm saying. So best of luck to all the contestants, and make sure to follow the Territorial Rodeo Update on Facebook for results and more as the National Finals Rodeo kicks off Thursday night. Big thanks to our sponsors, including world-famous Discount Western Wear. For the MIA, Monty James, I'm producer Big D for the Territorial Rodeo Update. I'm out.
It is about that time. We get together once a week with Reg Kleinsasser from the Real Estate Connection. We talk about properties that are available. We talk about price changes, issues dealing with real estate, whatever's hot on the market. Reg will fill us in here in just a few minutes. I'd like to start, though, with a few notices here. First of all, the Real Estate Connection is located on Dakota Avenue South. You can call the office at 605-352-1300, or you can call Reg directly or text him at 605-350-2223. If you got a question about a specific property that you saw online, maybe you saw it at realestatehuron.com. Maybe it's on the multiple list service. They are a member of that. So not only can they help you purchase basically any home you see for sale or any piece of property or business or farm or hunting ground, they can also list your property on that multiple list service. So no matter what the sign says, you can purchase it through the Real Estate Connection, and they will help you sell your place as well. Now, if you're thinking about selling your place, give them a call. Talk to them about a competitive market analysis. They'll come out and take a look at your place. They'll compare it to other places of comparable size, places in the neighborhood, and they'll come up with a starting off price for your home. If you wish to sell, you're not obligated to at that point. But if you do want to go ahead and push the button on that, Reg and the crew will take care of it there at the Real Estate Connection, get that sold for you. One last note before we bring on Reg is probably be a good idea to go talk to your bank. Unless you got a couple hundred grand laying around ready to spend, you're probably going to have to finance at least a portion of this. So stop by your bank, tell them your plans to purchase a home, a business, some hunting ground, some farm ground. Get them all in. They'll get you some numbers there. They'll crank you out a letter, and this letter will say, hey, we're ready to borrow this person money towards the purchase of a home or a business or a piece of property. And that's going to help you in the buying process. And you know who else will help you in the buying process? Reg Kleinsasser from the Real Estate Connection. Reg, how you doing today, man?
We're doing good, Matt.
So where would you like to take us today, sir?
Well, we want to start with a beautiful three-bedroom, three-bath home. It's located at 1751 McClellan Drive. It is move-in ready. This home has had a lot of updates. It's got a gorgeous, gorgeous updated kitchen. It's had windows. We have two pages of updates that this home has had. It's a really, really well-done home. It's got an attached double garage. It's got two fireplaces. It's a great neighborhood. landscaping. It's got a beautiful little pergola out front with a fireplace. Really nice home at 1751 McClellan Drive. Listed at $359,000. It is move-in ready, and it's ready to go. We've got another listing at 1182 Idaho Avenue Southeast. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Got an attached single garage. It's had some nice updates. It's got a nice kitchen with some extra features that are very nice, some pull-out drawers and some like spice rack and lazy Susans and that kind of stuff. It's got ABC seamless gutters. It's got a nice covered patio in the back with a beautiful, beautiful shed. 1182 Idaho Avenue Southeast, priced at $169,900. If you're maybe looking to give up the snow shovel, give up the lawnmower, let someone else do the work, we've got a condo at 470 21st Street Southwest. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath home. It's got the laundry, beautiful laundry room in the unit. Everything is covered. I mean, your water, sewer, garbage is covered, your lawn care, your snow removal. Check it out, 470 21st Street Southwest, listed at $123,900. We've also got a one-level twin home. This is 1137 15th Street. If you drive by, there's probably three units there on 15th Street. Beautiful units. They've got lots of brick accents on the outside exterior. This is a two-bedroom, two-bath home. It's got a beautiful master bedroom, large master closet, walk-in closet. The kitchen and the bathroom floors are heated. As a nice extra feature. Got an attached double garage. Check it out, 1137 15th Street Southwest in Huron, and it's priced at $229,000. If you're thinking about listing your home, give us a call. We'd love to work with you. Whether you're buying or selling, we would love to work with you. Seems like the interest rates are maybe backing down just a little bit here.